join us sci-fi fun. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio, we can chat about our tunes. As friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music you speak in.
Welcome to Local Folk. This month, we're going to be talking with Indiana folk musician Dave Bagdad. Listen to some of Dave's released and soon-to-be-released album work, and perhaps even get an excerpt from his book. We're also going to be talking with Central Indiana folk music and Mountain Dulcimer member Dan Renault, where we're going to learn the ins and outs of the auto harp and perhaps hear some good tunes on that. So stay tuned for Local Folk Radio. Hey, this afternoon we're in the living room and we're talking with multi-instrumentalist and multi-talented Dave Bagdad of Central Indiana. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Phil. Good to be here.
Well, appreciate it. When I say multi-talented, you certainly seem to be involved with a lot of musical groups. I mentioned Diamond Hill Station and another one, the Cousin Brothers.
Yep.
Any other outfits you're currently playing with?
Well, I've tried to pare it back a little bit. My personal record for most bands to be involved in at the same time, I think, was 8.
You know, I always like to find out where people got their start. And, you know, this is usually the part in the show where we find out that you had a guitar when you were 3 or something like that. What interested you in music and when did you get started?
Well, my start is probably not a lot different from a lot of people that you talk to, particularly in, you know, this age range. Mm-hmm. My first start was the Beatles.
Ah.
I heard the Beatles and saw how much fun they appeared to be having doing what they were doing, and I said, that's for me. Got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my first guitar when I was 13, electric, of course, and then sort of migrated backwards from there into the electric blues, then the acoustic blues, then folk, then bluegrass.
Uh-huh. When did you shift over into the mando part of the world?
Got my first mandolin when I was about 17, mm-hmm. after hearing David Grisman.
It's pretty
again,
good influence.
Like a lot of other people.
Yeah. So, well, great. I understand you have a couple of CDs out and available.
I do. And more to come, too.
Is that right?
My Celtic album, which is called Rocky Shores of Home, was mm-hmm. released in 2010 and is available through iTunes or at my website, which is mandodave.com.
Okay.
This past year, I put out an all-original, all-bluegrass album, History in My Hands, and we've got a track picked out from that.
Okay.
We will very shortly begin recording the new Diamond Hill Station album, which will also be all original, all self-written.
Mm-hmm.
And later this year, there will be a second Celtic album.
Wow. Well, you mentioned this CD, History in My Hands. I think we're going to hear a cut from that, We Can Just Pretend.
Yes, but that's the single off the album.
Great. I think there's an interesting story behind this.
There is. The banjo player on that album is a gentleman named André Dahl, who is from Lisbon, Portugal. Mm-hmm. And he is the only bluegrass musician in Portugal.
Well, cool. Why don't we take a listen to We Can Just Pretend?
Run and hide. I don't know how things got. say this is the end. If this ain't love, we can just pretend. Please don't say this is the end. If this ain't love, we can just pretend.
Okay, you mentioned you had an upcoming to be released CD. And you have a track from that, which I'm very proud to say is a local folk premiere.
It is.
And the tune and the album it's going to come from?
The tune is called Violet's Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote it in the delivery room as my granddaughter was being born, just after she was born.
Wow.
She was born, and then about 20 minutes later, so was the tune.
Ah. Pretty much a part and parcel inspiration there.
It was my first grandchild. And uh-huh. It was a very, very moving experience.
And as they say, if you'd known grandchildren were getting that much fun, you'd have had them first, you know?
So, yes.
And what's the name of this upcoming CD?
The album is going to be called Pier of Tears, which refers to the dock in Cove, Ireland.
Hmm.
Where a substantial portion of the many millions of people who emigrated from Ireland to the U.S. Mm-hmm. actually left from.
Do you have a release time or date when this is coming out?
It'll probably be out sometime in the fall.
Okay, so our listeners can be looking for that in the fall.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to Violet's Birthday. Dave, I really appreciate that you shared this new tune with us.
I appreciate the chance to give it a spin.
Not a problem. So we've appreciated that you've come over to Local Folk and shared your book and your music. And is there anything upcoming that people need to know about you?
Just to be on the lookout for Diamond Hill Station, Cousin Brothers shows. Find all the information about them at mandodave.com. Right. And very much appreciate the chance to be here.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey, we're back in the living room with Dan Renaud, who's a member of the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here. Well, great. We're blessed at Local Folk to have you here. Dan has brought with him an interesting folk instrument, and that is the auto harp. And I'm not sure really a lot of our listeners would be familiar. Could you give us a brief description?
Well, an auto harp is actually a corded zither. It is put together with 36 strings. It's a rather odd shape because the low-end strings are long and the high-end strings are short, and that makes one edge of the auto harp kind of triangular. This particular auto harp is especially done, but an auto harp is an instrument where you push down a chord bar and it mutes all but those strings involved in a chord that you're trying to play. This particular instrument is called a diatonic instrument because it plays only in one key, in the key of C for this one. You can play in G if you don't care about having the F sharp and the D chord, mm-hmm. and it's a D7 chord on top of that. The instrument actually was invented in the 1880s, at least as far as the United States is concerned, invented supposedly by a gentleman named Charlie Zimmerman. However, if you take a look at the patent for Charlie Zimmerman's auto harp, it doesn't look at all like today's auto harp.
Who might be some people we might have heard of that were early players or supporters of auto harps?
Well, actually, probably the best known auto harp player was Mother Maybelle Carter, and she had the instrument played upright in what we call the Appalachian style. Prior to that time, most players played it on their lap or on a table. Mm-hmm. One such player is Pop Stoneman, and he played actually on a table with his hands crossed, and it's very difficult to do. Believe it or not, actually Tom Chapin and John McCutcheon put together a song where they both played auto harps. Hmm. So there are a number of people that that play auto harp. They don't like to admit it, I think. the auto harp has actually appeared in several popular songs, one of which was Randy Van Warmer's "You Just When I Needed You Most," and it also appeared along with the Hammer Dulcimer on "Experiment in Terror."
Well, Dan, we mentioned that you're a member of the Folk Music Mountain Dulcimer Society. My understanding is that in the past you've been both president and music coordinator. How did you find that experience?
Well, the music coordinator was the first pass at it, and I ran the music coordination position for 2 years. I won't say a difficult job, but it was a pretty tough job. Putting together the gigs and leading the groups. And at that time, basically, the music coordinator did most of the leading. I took the job over in 1999, was music coordinator for 1999-2000. Then later in the 2000s, and I don't remember the exact date, I was the president for a year. And that was a much easier job. I enjoyed doing that because I was able to connect with a lot of people in society at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you still lead sets in the big band performances?
Yes, I haven't led as many probably in the last year as I have in the past, but I have at least led sets for the Eagle Creek Folk Festival.
Well, speaking of leadership, I understand that you head up another auto harp organization called the Happy Harpers. Now, how did that come about?
Well, it came about because I had a groupie at Eagle Creek for an auto harp workshop, and she kept coming around and coming around. And finally, she bought an auto harp, and we kept saying, well, maybe we ought to put together a group of auto harp players, and we can play auto harp music and teach people how to play and so on and so on. And finally, after about 10 years of this, we put the Happy Harpers together, and they've been around for about 10 years now. We have between 10 and 15 members that show up for various meetings. We meet once a month on the fourth Sunday as opposed to the second Sunday for the Dulcimer Society. Mm-hmm. We try to play the same songs as the Dulcimer Society does as far as the theme is concerned, although we have our own songs that we play also. We try to get together to put a program together for the Eagle Creek Folk Festival. Last year we had 10 auto harps on stage, and most people have not seen that many auto harp players in one setting at any time at all.
Well, that's more than allowed by law, isn't it?
Actually, it is, but yeah. We try not to say that.
All righty. So the Happy Harpers is an entirely auto harp based organization?
Well, the Happy Harpers we tend to be auto harp based, although we don't exclude other instruments.
Well, we've been talking a lot about auto harp, so why don't we give it a listen? How about that?
Okay.
I think what you got up for us first is Golden Slippers.
That's Golden Slippers. Sounds kind of like the Golden Grahams commercial of the 1970s.
All right, Dan Renault on the auto harp. Hey, Dan, that was really an upbeat tune there. I got a question on that, though. You're talking about these chord bars on the auto harp. Now, how do you get the melody out of chord bars?
Well, what you end up doing is you press down a chord bar. Let's say you want a C, okay? The C is in the chord of C. It's also in the chord of F. But generally, if you have a C, you'll play it in C, although in some cases you'll play in F because that chord fits with the music. So what you do is you hold the chord bar down and you pluck the string that you're trying to play the melody note of. And if you are well practiced at doing it, it's almost motor memory to be able to find the correct string to pluck. And we also have what we call a pinch that adds not just the melody note, but also adds a little harmony so that we end up with a little fuller sound.
Okay, that probably would be daunting to a new or novice player because what have you got there, 15, 20 strings on that?
Actually, there are 36 strings.
Okay, or 36. All right. Well, you know, I was when doing research on you and your life, I see you started out life as an electrical engineer. And I was wondering how you made the transition into folk music and, more importantly, the auto harp.
Well, I've always been interested in music. When I was in high school and college, I played in the marching band and the orchestra. I play a trombone, actually. Well, used to. I don't play it much anymore. Mm. Back in 1980, my mother decided that I needed an auto harp, so she bought me an auto harp. And what happened then, I started teaching myself how to play. Mm-hmm. I had a friend at the time who was actually taking auto harp lessons from a teacher at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, because I was living in a Chicago suburb at the time. This teacher was coming out to a grade school in the town that I lived in, and my friend invited me to come talk to the auto harp teacher and perhaps take some lessons. The long and short of it is I ended up taking lessons with this fellow for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I learned his style of playing, and after about 6 years he said, I can't really teach you anything more. You need to go out and get yourself a style, do your own style, get some seasoning, do some performing, perhaps a little teaching. Now, of course, a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that music actually is a very mathematical endeavor if you really dig down into it, because there's a numerical relationship between all the notes in a scale. And somebody that's interested in mathematics could also very well be interested in music. And since I was, am an electrical engineer, I have a musical background, I have a mathematical background, and they kind of just mesh together very well.
Dan's going to play another tune, play and sing another tune, actually, called Rolling Home. Nice song there, Dan.
Thank you, Phil.
I didn't get all of that, though. What is this song about?
Well, actually, this song is an old sea shanty, and I believe it's about Scotland. It's either Scotland or Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And talking about being out on the sea, going around Cape Horn one frosty morning, and talking about having snow in the sails, and you got to clear the snow, and the miles that they had sailed, and looking forward to getting home. And that's basically what the song is all about.
Oh, well, a nice presentation of an old tune there. With upcoming performances with Happy Harpers and perhaps workshops, where might people catch you and your auto harp?
Well, at this point, we haven't really put anything together yet this year for Happy Harpers, but we will definitely be at the Eagle Creek Folk Festival, and whatever the Folk Music Society plays, we'll be there. Okay. And we, the Happy Harpers, and I like to get together and play with the Folk Society. And sometimes we actually have more auto harps than we have anything else, or at least we have in the past. We've thought about actually renaming it the Auto Harp Society instead of the Dulcimer Society, but that didn't go over very well.
Not very much so. But nonetheless, and that folk festival out at Eagle Creek usually happens in the month of June, so our listeners can tune in to further programs and catch the dates and times for that. We've been talking with Dan Renault, electrical engineer, and more importantly, auto harp player, member of the Central Indiana Folk Music Mountain Dulcimer Society. Dan, thanks so much for spending some time with me.
Well, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, great. We'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Local Folk on 91.9 WITT FM, brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. And now for some of the upcoming events this month. On January 18th at 12:15, please come out and see Celtica Live at the Indianapolis Arts Garden. For more information, please call them at 317-624-2563 or visit them on the web at www.indiearts.org. Join the Indie Folk Series January 21st at the Universalist Unitarian Church for their Sing Uprising Sing-Along. The audience becomes the show as professionals, amateurs, and civilians share in a spontaneous evening of music making. Dissipate the winter doldrums with song. Bring instruments and a copy of Rise Up Singing if you like. Tickets are $10. Ages 12 and under are free. For more information, please visit their website at indiefolkseries.org.